Some years back, when Maryam Babangida was in government, she was the wife of the president. She created a program for women, Better Life for Rural Women. But I can tell you, the battle for the rural women was just for the city women alone. Because she never went to the villages. She never went to the grassroots level. I was in school then. And you know, where I did my OND, I had to trek from 1 kilometer from my house to the school. Number one, the roads were very bad. And most of these women that they say they are the rural women, they are the ones that are so beautiful, sophisticated, because you see them go to Geneva, spending the government money. Now, the minimum wage in Nigeria is 7,500. Please, if you can calculate that in euros, it's not up to 50, it's about 65 euros in a month. It's not even up to. And I can tell you, basically, an average Nigerian woman or a man with 4 children, you have to take care of food, fuel, a lot of things you have to take care of, domestics. At the end of the day, you see their children turn into armed robbers because they cannot even meet up to their expectation or their, you know, basic needs at the end of the month. So what is the government turning our children into? I can talk, but there are millions of people out there that cannot talk today. They have daughters pickpocketing or even are beggars. If you go to Lagos Road, there are more beggars, children, that is infant delinquency, than you can have anywhere else today. I want to tell you again, I want to divert. The vice president and the president bought NEPA, National Electric Power Authority. They were talking about privatization or whatever. I read in the papers that all the biddings were basically from the president and the vice president. All right. So you can see how corrupt our leaders can be. Now I want to talk to you about our external debt. We are owing billions of naira. What we make from crude oil enough is sufficient to pay our external debt. And a foreign newspaper carried that even 2 people with their fixed assets, their money, they are enough to clear the debt. So they're not going to give Nigeria any pardon. And I can tell you what our mothers went through. My husband's mother, she had to sell firewood to raise my husband in school. Because as a woman, she was denied the basic education because they said women are no, they are nobody at the end of the day. She will not turn out to be anything. She's living today, she's a nobody. But my husband is giving her a ray of hope because she suffered to raise him to school. You understand? A lot of women go through a lot of barbaric things because they want to survive, to make body and soul meet together. You see these university girls, their parents cannot even give them money to go to school or to even, okay, take 500 naira for a semester. You see them at night on Allen Avenue. That is a sophisticated area in Lagos, hawking their bodies. They'll tell you what is the best thing to do. Obasanjo has denied us. Now, when you even finish school, they tell you, you are a graduate, but you cannot serve in banks, you cannot serve in any better place. They have restricted youth corpus to go and teach. And they give them how much? Very little meager pay. At the end of the day, they cannot keep body and soul together. So a lot of things happen. I witnessed a situation before I left Nigeria a month ago. My friend nearly lost her baby because of carelessness in the healthcare delivery system. The baby was not properly sucked. The saliva, the baby was not properly sucked, and the baby was gasping for breath, almost died overnight. And when I got there the following morning, what happened? They were arguing. The midwife was arguing with my friend that she should shut up, that she talks too much. At the end of the day, they had to call a pediatrician to come and attend to the baby. You needed to see the quantity of mucus that came out of the baby's nose, blood. She had to refer the baby elsewhere, to General Hospital. When you get to General Hospital, it's like a death sentence. It's a mortuary. The baby had a place to stay. It was a plank. The bed was a plank. The mother had nowhere to sleep for 5 days. The mother was sleeping in the car. Someone that needed to be attended to was abandoned. At the end of the day, I was seeing children, when a child dies because of one mistake or the other from the healthcare system, they give you your baby. Sorry, try again. You carry your baby to the mortuary. Now, you are hoping that yours will come out alive, and you are seeing an agony of someone bringing her own dead. So the healthcare delivery system in Nigeria is zero. There's no hope for women. I have been a banker. I've worked for 8.5 years. When I lost my daughter in 2002, I resigned because I couldn't afford to balance family and work life because of pressures from my family. At the end of the day, I had to resign. Now, most of the girls in the banking industry today that are even working, they are more or less paid prostitutes because they give you enormous targets, 20 million deposit base, 50 million fixed deposits. You go and chase customers to attract funds for the bank. At the end of the day, they will tell you, can you afford to sacrifice your body? I can give you 10 million. This is the check. Can you sleep with me? Now, how many men do you have to sleep with because you want to grow the liability of the bank or the deposit base of the bank? It doesn't make sense. It's stupid. At the end of the day, they sack you or they give you redundancy letter that you're not performing. I've been through that. I'm a married woman. I cannot sacrifice taste for the sake of enticement. I have my family name to keep, okay? But at the same time, the family I'm struggling to make happy, they are turning their back on me because I'm from a culture that has no respect or value for women. So once again, I'm reiterating, I'm begging. Something is chasing us. If you want to know what we are talking about, why don't you take a holiday back to Nigeria and put out your hand in Oshodi Market with a nice crystal wristwatch? It's off 10 minutes. The thief will take it away. There's no guarantee for your life. If when you come to Nigeria as a white man, you lodge in an hotel, the moment somebody gets to hear you that I'm in OOO hotel, you are robbed. God will save your life, okay? So it's not just cock and bull story. It's not all lies. It's the truth. It's reality. Nigeria is a dead end to go. And I don't pray any of us will go back there without our papers. I believe we will all get our papers here by the grace of God. Thank you very much.